This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, welcome to another hour of indisposable discussion as opposed to the disposable trash that you hear on other programs. None of that here. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, No Trash. Victoria Keelan, No Trash. We have the No Trash Pledge. When everybody signs onto this program, they take a pledge. They hold up their right hand and they pledge to not allow any trash to get on the airwaves. So you know that these people will uphold their end of the bargain. Jennifer Horn is here to prove it with an overview, actually, of the war between Jerry Brown and the president over the fires, the update on the fires, the worst, the largest in the state's history, I think. Isn't that the story, the story behind the story?
It seems to be ticking right up that list. Now, the fire that's burning in Mendocino County is the largest in our state's history. I live here in California, and this is the Mendocino Complex Fire, which actually is two fires that have burned together. That's why this one is so big. It's the Ranch Fire and the River Fire that are burning around Clear Lake in several counties up in Northern California. There's also the Redding Fire that's burning. That one's called the Car Fire, I believe. And there are several others throughout the state. I think at last count, there are about 16 fires burning. One locally in Southern California that just started yesterday in Trabuco Canyon, which is in South Orange County. But the one that's getting all the attention is indeed the one in Mendocino, because this biggest blaze that California has ever fought, the firefighters that have been deployed, there are thousands of them, including military members who have been sent from the federal government as aid to try to help assist in this fire. It's burned 283,800 acres, and it's grown about 80% just since last Friday night. As of the beginning of the week, it was 30% contained, but it had already destroyed 75 residences, and it's now surpassed the Thomas Fire, which we spent a lot of time talking about. That was more in my neck of the woods last summer. That was in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties as the largest fire in California history. The problem is that firefighters are just exhausted. It is so hot. They're wearing all of this gear, and that's creating really bad circumstances for them. They're even talking about these winds whipping up with all of the really dry brush and trees and creating almost tornadoes, fire cyclones is what they're calling them. So it's just really tough conditions. People have died that lived in the area. There was also a Pacific Gas and Electric worker who died while working to restore power to residents in the area. And you're right, President Trump and Governor Brown have been going back and forth. Now, that doesn't mean that it goes beyond words, because the federal government has been providing a lot of assistance to California. Obviously, emergency aid has been turned over. The military's been deployed. But Trump brings up a point, one that we talked about on this program, I think, last week, Dougie. What is not getting reported is that there have been a lot of environmentalist groups who passed protection orders on some of these forests.
I want to hold you up here for a second, because I want to have you address something that came to my attention yesterday. The fellow who runs our affiliate, KAHI, K-A-H-I, had a listener send the following message. So this came to me. I bring it to you. I would like to have all of us, or Jennifer, because you're more attuned to this. He says, I was listening to DJV talking about NPR. I had conversation yesterday or the day before, I remember, but conversation after I listened to an NPR interview with a firefighter. And we went through a lot of the things the firefighter was concerned over. He's a Sacramento firefighter. I think Scott, what's-his-face, that does NPR Weekend, was having the conversation with him, and I thought it was very penetrating and got me to change my mind a lot about certain firefighters in the big cities. Anyway, so this guy refers to me plucking out of thin air the information that cutting trenches to prevent fires is illegal in California, and that cutting down dead trees is also illegal. And they have, this has led to the catastrophic fires. That's what I said. Anyway, this guy suggested that the radio station contact with people who have more knowledge than I do when it comes to this sort of thing. And he sort of rambles on into various Society of American Foresters, blah, blah, blah. But this is, he says it's a complex subject. I don't see it as being a complex right. subject at all.
Well,
I think
and let's be
what
really
I said is right. So no what is has, the story there?
Yeah, no one has said that cutting down a tree, other than oak trees, cutting down an oak tree in California is actually illegal because they're protected, which, whatever. But it's not
dead
illegal.
Trees we're talking about.
It's not illegal to cut down a tree. In fact, what I said is my, you know, I live in an area that's very impacted by fires. We talked about my personal story with having to evacuate and having to evacuate my dad's house for him when he was out of town. The house that I grew up in that my mom still lives in, the firefighters come to her door every year and they say, you have to do X, Y, Z. You have to clear this brush, that brush. And if not, we come back and we find you. So the firefighters are actually able to issue clearance orders. The problem that we're talking about specific to these fire areas, especially in Redding and especially in Mendocino County, are that there are environmentalist groups who have gone in and prevented firefighters from clearing out dead trees. There's 129 million dead trees that needed to be pulled out of these areas, and
so
they were
the
left there.
So what's the difference between being against the law and these people getting in the face or getting in the way of having it done? I suppose maybe if you want to be a stickler for detail, it isn't against the law, you say.
They go against protection, but they offer they get protection orders.
The environmentalists get protection
orders. Right.
So in essence, it is against the law.
Correct.
If you get protection orders. Okay. So what about digging? I made reference to that movie that was out last year that had Josh Brolin and that group of people that were firefighters, and how they stopped the fires from spreading was to dig these lines, dig out trenches, sort of.
Right, and firefighters can still do that now. What I think what President Trump is talking about, what I think a lot of people in the state of California have been questioning our leadership about, is the preventative measures that are not being done or that are being protected by environmentalist groups. For instance, fire breaks, fire roads, those types
fire
of things.
Fire breaks. Fire breaks on roads, yes.
Obviously, in the heat of this fire, I don't think there's probably an environmentalist alive who would say, don't build a fire road to protect against a fire. You know, I don't think that that's the situation here. But preventatively, these types of things are not being put into place because they might ruin the California spine flower or one of those types of things. So they take out protection for them. And we may not even know what they're actually protecting against. Again, I can only put this in with the stuff that I do know. And that is, in my area, we have a California spine flower. And it prevents people from building or digging roads, digging fire breaks, those types of things, because the environmentalists want to protect it. So
why?
Because if you get rid of something, it disrupts the ecosystem. So, or at least
Mother
that's
nature.
That's the argument. Yeah.
Okay.
So there are the prevention is different than what happens now that everything's on fire. I don't think that there's anybody who's going to uphold a protection order and allow thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres to burn. The problem is, could we have prevented this and made this a smaller event if those things had been done ahead of time? I think the argument is that, yes, probably that's true.
Yeah. All right, so there, a little more incisive information. Did I get it right, Victoria? Sort of summarizing what I said in the main. And so this fellow says to the radio station that what they ought to do is have people who understand forest practices on the air at 4 o'clock in the morning to explain. This fellow lives in Auburn, California.
Oh, yeah, that's up in Northern California. Nice area, actually.
Right. Yeah, it is a good area. All right, so hopefully we address that issue and that problem. Thank you, sir, for the input. His name was Mr. Hickman, I believe. Let me see what his name is. Hickman? Something along that line. Mr. Hickman. All right, anyway. We always like, individually and collectively, thoughts, pass them along to us. You don't have to go through the station. You can if you want. Or you can send them on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, and at Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program at 16 past the hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months and $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parents and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Somebody, I'm looking at email from yesterday or things that were communicated to me. One of them had to do, I don't know, this is kind of out of the blue, with the ask was about gold coins and whether or not gold coins, gold, or I'm not sure whether they're gold as in gold or coins. You can get different kinds of coins other than gold coins, but if you're buying things, there are a lot of folks who think that it's a good hedge against inflation because there are a lot of people at the moment who are saying, ah, the economy's so hot, we've got this investment, that investment, but then there are those people who, this guy said, if I were to buy gold, will it protect the I forgot the phrase he used, but I think the increase in investments.
Why is someone asking you
why
this?
Someone, yeah.
Who knows why?
Instead of going,
why do they ask me anything? Why do they ask me about the why the fire?
Because fires? You talked about it.
Yeah.
You talk about gold coins.
On
yeah,
things.
Right?
So anyway, buying gold coins is probably
so you
something.
You have an opinion on it, apparently.
Well, I did because in the circumstance, it seems to be a good idea. Last time when the market crashed in 2008, a lot of people, the value of gold coins went way up because people feel it's a secure way of protecting what they have. Is it the only thing you should have? No. But it's an interesting thing to have. It's a good conversation piece, but it's also a good thing to have to sort of hedge against inflation or hedge against what happens if there is a crash or what do they call it? A correction, not a crash. They're a little more stable. I think they're kind of fun, actually, to have. A couple of them my grandfather gave me, and they're just kind of fun to have around. I was going to get a couple for Miles to have when he understands what that stuff is all about. So, anyway, thoughts. Thank you for the question. It's 21 after the hour.
Wow. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here, music time on the DJV program with Jen Victoria, and a focus on J-Lo, who is, man, think about all the things she's doing to capitalize on her performance abilities. She's acting, she's the judge on World of Dance, she's singing, and she went to a Red Sox game at Fenway Park over the weekend. She and her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, went to the Yankee-Red Sox game, and as the game was coming to an end, she recorded herself singing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, which happens at the end of all the home games at Fenway Park, at the bottom of the eighth inning, song that takes her back to her childhood. She said, "I love this song. My mom said this song came out around the time I was born, and she and my dad used to sing it to me when the Sweet Caroline part came, that they would sing Sweet Jennifer instead." So the video captures her swaying her head side to side, singing part of the lyric, and she added on her post, "Whenever I hear it, I see a picture in my mind of my mommy and my daddy singing to me as a baby, and it always makes me happy inside, smile really big on the outside." So what confused me about this was wondering whether they played her, she recorded a version of it, and they played it actually during the game, or she just sang it.
No, she just sang along to it.
Public.
Yeah, I wonder how A-Rod felt about that.
But,
you know, that's such a Red Sox thing, and he's famous Yankee. So,
right,
traitor.
Why did they go to the game in Boston? One wonders, rather than going to one in New York.
Probably it was the Yankees Red Sox game.
He's doing the. He's doing play by play, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Or color commentary, something.
Color or whatever it is. So she was up in the booth with him?
Not with him. No, she was up in a box with some friends, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. So there we go. See, how much time is she spending with him amongst all the other things she's doing?
She spends a lot of time with him, actually.
Yeah. Seems to like his company. All right, so that's good. Very cool. Up next, another Latino, Carlos Santana, announcing the dates for his Vegas concert residency for next year. Going to launch an intimate evening with Santana, Greatest Hits Live, at the House of Blues on January 23rd, followed with shows all through January and February. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via House of Blues, Mandalay Bay, and Ticketmaster. VIP packages, limited edition photos, and specialty dinners, beverage packages, that kind of stuff available as well. Portion of all ticket proceeds benefit Santana's charity, the Milagro Foundation, which supports underrepresented and vulnerable children and youth, especially in the area of art, education, and health. Another contribution will assist the House of Blues Music Forward Foundation. So how old is he? He's got to be close to 80.
He's not that old, is he?
I'm thinking he's like, he's a lot older than I think.
Googler.
He's older than I am by many years, I think. Anyway,
haven't announced who's going to be singing, which will be interesting. Because he doesn't sing. So there's going to be a ton of, I guess, probably special guests popping in and out. So if you're a fan of the music, then you'll get to see a lot of different
also,
singers.
Also, he's 71, so he's not a lot older than you.
He just looks like he's 112.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He follows the announcement with, but he's got 7 years in this House of Blues venue. I didn't realize he'd been doing it that long. Why does he do it over there instead of in Los Angeles, would be my question.
Residencies are...
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today. At DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1-subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 2-pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sanctions reimposed on Iran. They took effect at midnight after President Trump pulled the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal earlier this year and signed an executive order reimposing those sanctions yesterday. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani making remarks on an offer to meet with President Trump.
We are ready for talks to see how they are going to compensate and pay us back. America owes the Iranian nation for several interventions in their country. They should both apologize to us and compensate for the past. If they do so, we have always been ready for talks.
With a record number of House Republicans not running for re-election, 4 states are hosting primary votes today that could potentially reshape Congress. Contests being held in Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, and Washington. Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 34 at the hour, another conversation for all of us to listen to with each other, focused on the future, focused on the now. Trying something new today, are you? That's good. You've failed before. You've done well before. It happens. That's part of life. You do some things well. Some things you want to do, you can't do. Some things that you didn't think you could do, you do do. So I think that goes with learning and talking and listening and all that good stuff. So let's see how well we do here. First off, people in the news. Brian France runs NASCAR. Was arrested for driving while intoxicated in Sag Harbor, New York.
I'd actually like to amend you. No fake news. He used to run NASCAR as of today.
Yeah.
Gonzo. Because of this.
But really, a little break. A DUI. I know he's on leave, but a DUI is enough to make you lose your job forever. And I'm only asking that. Like, I don't know the end. I don't know.
I think he gets a second chance, but I guess when he got pulled over, he pulled the Trump card. He's like, I know the president.
You know who I am?
He yeah. actually said that? Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't pull the Trump card saying, I'm a friend of Donald Trump's. He said, I run NASCAR. Is that what he said to the police?
He said, I'm friends with the president.
I know the president.
Oh, he did. Oh, The Trump card could be used in any number of ways.
Hey, look, Capital if it gets T. you a pardon, why not? I guess you got to try, right?
Right. Would you pardon somebody for something like that? No, I don't think
no
so.
But I mean, I'm saying he's trying to get a pardon from the cops.
Yeah.
Robert Redford says he's all done acting. He has retired. His new movie, The Old Man and the Gun, will be his last. Never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. And I'll move toward retirement after this because I've been doing this since I was 21 and I'm 82 now. Well, he looks older because he had a bad face job. He's always, a lot of women think he looks, no matter what his face looks like, he still is gorgeous. Anyway, this guy, Forrest Tucker, he portrays Forrest Tucker, a real-life career convict who reportedly boasted he was better at escaping than Harry Houdini. The thing that really got me about him, Redford said, which I hope the film shows, he robbed 17 banks, got caught 17 times, went to prison 17 times, and escaped 17 times.
That's amazing.
Sounds like a pretty good
sounds
story.
Like a good movie, right?
Yeah, it does. Elizabeth Moss, Sissy Spacek, Casey Affleck, and Danny Glover are in the film as well. Comes out next month. I haven't heard about this. The Old Man and the Gun. So, will it be at 82? Has he had enough? I suppose maybe. He's what an icon, though. When you think about it, people who have influenced a particular business, he certainly has. Speaking of icons, French celebrity chef Joël Robuchon. Would you pronounce it that way in French? Robuchon?
Yep.
Passing away at 73. All right, you're going to have to carry this one, Victoria, because this sort of thing means nothing to me. I don't know who this guy is.
I know you don't
is,
like and, food or anything.
Well, I love food, but I don't know the French equivalent of Bobby Flay. Is that who this guy is?
Oh, God, no. No, this guy is way, way above Bobby Flay. He is the most Michelin-starred chef in history. He has 32.
Mean?
Well, you've heard of a Michelin
Michelin's
star, right?
Are tires, as far as
no.
I'm concerned.
Oh boy.
Some people complain so much about restaurants, and you leave, you have to wait a certain amount of time, or if you don't have good service. I'm surprised you don't know about Michelin star restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, if a chef ever gets one Michelin star in his career, it changes
gigantic.
Your trajectory forever.
Really?
This guy had 32 Michelin stars.
Wow.
So he is. He had cancer. I think people knew he was ill. French President Emmanuel Macron issued a lovely tribute, saying that Joël Robuchon died today, but his 32 Michelin stars shine bright in the constellation of world gastronomy. And so many, many, many chefs have been talking about this, how influential he was. Anthony Bourdain had him on his show several times, and he's basically just a god
amongst
chefs.
Anthony Bourdain's dead, too, so he joins Anthony Bourdain.
Sensitive. Very sensitive. Right. I love when Doug was talking about how he's an empath. I'm like, I could not stifle the laughter hard enough.
Really? Well, in my personal
in your
life,
head, you're
I
an
am,
empath. Yeah.
I am referred to sometimes as an empath, but thank you for pointing out the fact that it was laughable as far as you're concerned.
Right. Well, when you make comments like that constantly, yes, it is.
What? That Bourdain is dead? What's wrong? That is, the guy's dead. So that's a factual comment. No fake news here. He's not still alive.
Right. No fake news.
He's
right.
Dead. D-E-A-D.
Okay. It's when you focus on it like that and you keep reiterating
assumed
it over and over again, capital letters, D-E-A-D, assumed room temperature, that's when people get upset about it.
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
I'm not upset. Why are you upset?
Yeah. See, I understand you're not upset because you're not empathetic about other people who may be upset about the fact that Anthony Bourdain died in a
I'm empathic
way.
When it comes to people who are alive. People who are dead, like looking in the rearview mirror.
Man.
I can't be
right. Well, I'm sure.
Oh, the rearview mirror. Here we
but
go
how about
again.
The people who miss the dead people?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Okay, do you miss Anthony Bourdain?
I do.
A lot
of
people do.
Fan, yeah.
Really? Okay. All right, well, good for you, then.
And
you
how
can
crazy
stick up
for you
him.
That you may miss someone who's dead.
Mm-hmm.
All
I miss
of us
people
do.
Who are dead,
yeah,
but not him. Just talking about specifically about him. All right,
yeah,
next
yeah,
up,
just
Jennifer. The Democratic National Committee has warned its members against using the ZTE phones, and I wonder what your take on that is. What do the Republicans use? The Democrats use ZTE phones. What do the Republicans use? Why is it that they singled out the ZTE remember when Trump basically pulled the plug on them, and now I guess it's the plug's back in. But there are security risks. But I wonder why it's the DNC is warning its members not to use them. Where are the Republicans in all this?
I don't know. I haven't heard about the Republicans, but definitely the DNC's chief security officer, his name's Bob Lord, had wrote a warning to his members, his Democratic congressional members, that it's important that party and campaign workers not use ZTE devices, even if the price is low or free. So, don't be cheap.
It's free.
They didn't say why. This is a report according to CNN. They didn't say why he's telling people not to use these devices. But his warning is echoing the U.S. intelligence agencies, which was issued back in February, that they're using these devices to spy on everybody. So, look, I think it's commendable that the DNC is worried about security right now because they were victimized pretty heavily. And the FBI director himself has said that they're concerned about the risk of allowing any company that's beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values to have power inside of our telecommunications network. So I think, you know, it's smart. It's probably erring on the side of caution for no good reason other than to probably just make sure that they're not handing over the keys to the front door of the DNC.
Yeah. All right. And the results of this investigation into the Las Vegas concert shooting finds no motive. That sort of surprised a lot of people. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said that this guy was an unremarkable man, and they had. Is this a year? How long ago did this guy shoot up?
October will be a year.
October. Okay. Yeah. So they can't find any motive. Is that good police work? Bad police work?
This still smells so bad to me. I don't know. And the way that the information comes out now, filtering out months and months and months later, and we've had this conversation, when someone who's driving a truck down the road who's not an American citizen can be identified, we know exactly what his motives were within an hour of the event actually taking place. It seems really strange that they did release, and it made news where I live in Southern California, is that apparently they let out a couple of days ago that he was Stephen Paddock is a shooter's name, was looking up information on sites in Southern California, like the Santa Monica Pier.
I saw that,
looking at highly populated areas in Southern California, I guess, as a possible target.
Yeah. And then you think about that. I was walking down Miles, and Megan and I walked down. We took the train out to the Santa Monica stop and then walked down to the pier. And now I'm thinking of the hotels that are around there. You could go up to the sixth floor. There's two or three hotels right there after you just said what you did and have a shooting gallery. There are thousands of people that are there all day, every day. Who thinks like that, though?
Well, and was he thinking? I feel like there's so much more to this story that we're never going to know. We're never going to hear. I don't know what it is, but this does not add up, and it does not smell right.
No. It's weird that he was also targeting Lollapalooza in Chicago. That's so bizarre. Unless he just was a quack and you can't get inside the mind of a crazy person. And he really just wanted to do the most damage possible.
And that could be. Or maybe there was something else going on and these are internet searches that we're supposed to be told about. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
A lot of theories. And you know what breeds conspiracy theories when you're not getting transparency from law enforcement.
So we were talking about Alex Jones. This is the last person in the news at the moment. He has asked Donald Trump to intervene. His content has been removed from YouTube, from Facebook, from iTunes. And he said globalists and the Chinese are trying to ruin his career. He has skipped over his violation of policies on graphic violence and hate speech at Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes. So he called upon the president to make Jones's content back available again because it's the right thing to do. What an arrogant ass.
Well, it is. I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but it is the right thing to do. The fact
I'm not
that
a fan of his
off,
either. But in this circumstance, they're private companies, and I believe in free speech, and I can say that he's an arrogant ass because
then they should pull off the people that teach people how to make bombs out of crock pots.
Okay, why don't they? That's a great point.
Different though. This is like his podcast and stuff being pulled from iTunes is different. There aren't podcasts about how to make bombs on iTunes.
I bet there are.
No, the stuff though.
You sure?
go ahead and search for it. I think you'd be hard pressed to find anything.
There's
like
so
that.
Much crap everywhere. It's hard to believe that there's any restriction on any of these things. But I think if what you're saying is true, then it ought to follow in the same vein. It's so easy to take shots at guys like Jones because he makes himself a target, but these other things deserve attention as well. So if they are there, then they ought to be pulled.
Well, YouTube has been actively pursuing all kinds of stuff like that. iTunes is different because it's just audio, but YouTube videos have been, they've been doing, what was it, a million videos a day or something they've been pulling? So they are on top of it, and social media in across all platforms, they're cracking down on all this kind of stuff. But with directly violating the policy that when you have a podcast that's on iTunes, you sign on, you agree to the terms of service, and hate speech there's a clause there that he has violated. That's why they are justified and legally allowed to pull him off of there.
Well, but they can do what they want because it's a private company.
No, but right. I'm saying if you are violating the terms of service of any company that you are participating with, then that's it. So I understand the free speech thing, but this isn't a free speech argument. He can claim that it is, but he's violating the rules.
I would say that it's about hypocrisy more than anything else. There was a big instance just a couple of days ago where Candace Owens, who is a conservative African-American female, took the tweets of a new New York Times editorial board. And this woman got some heat after the New York Times hired her last week because she wrote a lot of anti-white and white tweets and said really horrible things that we can't even say on the air about white people. So Candace Owens takes them. She takes out the white. She puts in black and she puts in Jewish, and she gets suspended from Twitter. I totally support private companies being able to run their businesses however they see fit. I'm a capitalist. I think the market weeds out things that are undesirable.
Yep.
However, it needs to be it really should be a fair playing field, and it's not. It is absolutely not.
It is so obvious how biased people are on the West Coast. The Hollywood City Council has a resolution urging that Donald Trump's star be removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who the hell are you?
They should actually pull it out because people keep going and destroying it.
It's been destroyed twice.
And it's costing tons of money.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason.
Put it back in after he's out of office, but for now it's going to be...
I thought it was a political statement, so you're saying it isn't. It's...
I don't know. It might be. But
it's also because it's expensive. But they could put it someplace that's protected. There are other places. Like if you put it in the, near Chinese, the Grauman's Chinese Theater, that would probably be a safer spot just where he is. It's very exposed. People walk up to it and they chip it away. A guy did it twice, and he's going to go to jail for 3 years just to pull out Trump's star. It's so
11
ridiculous.
Before so the stupid. Hour.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
That's the sound of a bionic vest on the assembly line. We all know that working on an automotive assembly line can be very hard work, and the workers on the high line, where the cars move above the worker, have to raise and lower their arms thousands of times every shift, sometimes holding heavy tools. But now Ford has initiated a project using the ExoVest, an electronic bionic vest, powered by springs as the worker raises their arms. But unlike the bionic man, the ExoVest doesn't give the worker superhuman strength, only providing an additional 10 to 15 pounds of lift. But for those on the assembly line, it makes work a lot less physically demanding. At over $7,000 per exosuit, the price isn't cheap, but as with all technology, the price drops over time. Check it out at exobionics.com. That's ExoBionics.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Continuous, like a continuing education course, you know. You go on to school, and there's this school and that school who offer a continuing education. Well, we do that here with the Good Day Health and the focus on your health and well-being from our doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell here continuing with his overview with a focus on fish. I wonder whether we ask the question here, Jack, whether it begs the question as you talk about fish, because it's always take the real food, don't take the supplement. But if you can't get at the food, do you take the supplement? So this is a direct connection between eating fish and a particular phenomenon that a lot of people start to worry about as they get older, right?
Well, absolutely. And just like you said, if you can't, food is all obviously the best choice for our nutrition. That's how we've developed on this planet. But in some cases, as you said, you can't always get the right kind of food for the right kind of problem. So we supplement. And the thing that makes a difference with the supplement is read the label. If it doesn't have food listed, then you kind of want to be careful with that. But fish, you know, fish is almost available to anybody. Even for the people who don't want to eat fish, they can still get really good quality fish oil capsules. And this study that just came out of Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden is showing the relationship between people who have a higher intake of fish as opposed to those who don't and the likelihood of Parkinson's. Now, the whole orientation that Mary and I have at theforbiddendoctor.com is prevention. What should we be doing? What could we be doing in our dietary practices today that our ancestors were doing 100 years ago when they didn't have these problems to the degree that we do now? If I can mention this one thing, talking to a school principal yesterday whose school in her district is the magnet for special needs children. And I came right out to her. I came right out and I said, Lynette, what is the population of special needs kids in your school today compared to 5 years ago? And she kind of lay on the table, kind of looked up at me with this surprised look on her face, and she said, considerably higher.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere it's the same. You're right.
Right. And I said, what do you attribute this to? And she gave me a bunch of different reasons. She didn't really get into the two major ones that I think it is, my experience. But she still started talking about a bunch of environmental factors. And it's the same thing with the appearance of Parkinson's, the appearance of Alzheimer's. We don't see this stuff in kids. We see this stuff decades later in life when certain levels of malnutrition have finally hit a point where tissues begin to break down and become susceptible to these kinds of problems. And in this study out of Sweden, obviously looking at Swedish people, the people who had a much higher intake of fish in their diet, and it was several varieties, it was over a dozen varieties, it wasn't just codfish oil or cod liver oil, it was several varieties of fish, had a lower incidence of Parkinson's in that population.
Well, let's go back to the, you said something and you just sort of walked away from it. I want to go back to the conversation you're having with the teacher, the special needs teacher. What did you tell her where, because I'm buying your story, I'm not buying her story, even though you were vague about her story. I've heard it 100 times from other people. They don't deal with the real issue. What is it that you said to her was causing these various problems with youngsters that have gone up 100-fold since you and I were kids?
Yeah. Yeah, the two major things that I see as a clinician daily in my practice, these kids are not being fed real foods. They're being fed foods out of a box, a bag, or a can. Yeah. And the tremendous level of vaccinations that these children are being given at a very, very early age, that the ongoing research now is showing can very well be detrimental.
Mm. Well, the takeaway from the conversation about Parkinson's is eat more fish. That's it. And maybe that's true for all of us no matter what.
Absolutely.
Better all the way around. All right. Jack brought to you in part by Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. He's on it. I'm on it. You still have lots of energy, Jack. You've lost a lot of weight. How much weight have you lost since you and I were talking? I have 12 pounds off since April, but
almost
you have a lot
20.
More.
20. Almost 20, yeah.
All right. 20% of your body is collagen. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. So when you're starting to get like where Jack and I are age-wise, you don't produce enough collagen on your own, you need to supplement. The collagen helps you develop lean muscle mass. It pushes literally the fat out and destroys it in your system. So you want to lose the weight effectively and safely? Calitrin at toploss.com. 10% off with the DJV code. Toploss.com. Calitrin. Lose the weight safely.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.